Cody, D-Star, DMR, where does that stand?
I'm trying to get a hold of Yaesu to get firmware. I dislike Yaesu so much. They frustrate me so much.
I thought D-Star was Icon in Kenwood.
It is.
This is multi membership.
Our club has had, well, we do have, two Yaesu DXR ones.
Okay.
One is a production model, one is a testing model. So it was just a beta.
Mm-hmm.
The beta, I completely reformatted the way it processes audio and basically opened the radios up.
Mm-hmm.
No issues. I could do whatever I want to it. It accepted it, no issues. On the production one, there's a new firmware version that enabled wideband modulation, which I need ultra wideband, 25 kilohertz, for proper DMR operations on multi-mode. So after reading all the documentation, verifying files, I updated the version of firmware on the radio, and it decided, oh, we no longer understand how to take audio from the receive side of the repeater and send it to the outside. You can take a hand mic, plug it into the front of the radio, and you can key it up, and it works perfectly fine. But it just doesn't understand how to accept any signals coming through the accessory port.
Hmm.
It's completely dumb, and Yaesu has yet to respond to any of my emails.
Okay.
That's the current situation of it. I'm kind of just thinking about grabbing a Kenwood I have sitting and just using it temporarily. I need to verify it's in the handband though. But that's the current situation. I've modified the Yaesu I was using for it because it was originally the main repeater at the 4.3. But the output power on it dropped.
Right.
And when I was working on it, I kept shocking myself by just touching the metal chassis of it. So it turned out to have a blown power amplifying chip. And it was like $38 to buy a new one. And just soldered in there, retuned it, and it works perfectly fine on all bands at full power, proper modulation. So that was gonna be the new repeater, just because turn it back, it's 100% duty then. But on pursuit of updating it to get better features, it just decided to stop working.
Okay.
And I don't understand why. They do this wonderful thing where a capital letter means it's older compared to a lowercase inside the firmware file.
Okay.
So, yeah, it did not like going from a capital X to a lowercase T. So I've been trying to figure out how I can just get the PTT signal out of the hand mic, but it's digital communications. I'm about ready to open up the radio and just look for a header where I can actually just pull that gate down mm-hmm. to activate the power output, because I can sit there, key up my radio, key up the handheld, and I can actually talk digitally. It just doesn't understand how to PTT itself.
So that's just it. The PTT signal isn't getting through, but everything else is...
Correct.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
So is that a code problem in the bright, what they've written?
Yeah.
Firmware.
It's weird. The receive radio has a DSP controller chip in it.
Okay.
But whenever you look at the transmitter, which is just an off-the-shelf radio, an FD 400, 200? 400, yeah, 400D. It does not have a DSP firmware. It does not have anything. It's just basically
an RF chip.
Yeah. But if you look at the receiver, it has nothing inside the radio. Literally just a receive deck. Well, the other one just has a transmit deck, but can also receive. It is the weirdest repeater ever. I will have to bring it in during the next meeting just so people see what the inside of one of these repeaters look like. But that's the current situation. I want to get it done because I don't like looking at it all the time. Like I said, I might just grab my Kenwood I have. I took out of service. It's just the desktop version, same thing, repeater. and get back to you temporarily until Meeting Sue gets back to me, or I figure out a way to modify the control circuitry on. So thankfully, Meeting Sue gives full schematics, so you can repair the entire thing and trace back any element that you need for it. So, yeah, no other hands ran into this issue. It's an odd one. So that's the situation with the DMR. I want it off my list. Back in service.
Is that the production model, or was that the other one?
That's the production model. And it just, I read all the documentation on Yaesu for the updating the firmware to enable the feature. It did not give me the feature I needed. And it just does not want to receive the thing anymore. You cannot download the X version of the firmware. It's not listed anywhere. So it's a weird house production firmware file. And Yaesu has yet to respond to any of my emails.
The production version was the original one we wired in the controller for?
Yes.
Is there a wire cut somewhere that we wired in for that controller?
That is the cable that I modified that's currently at the tower site. I have two original ones, and I cut another one to do the same bypass.
Yeah, there was a mod we did on it.
I did the same mod to the current beta repeater that's in production. So you clean out the audio levels, and there's a whole bunch of other mods you do inside the radio to remove filtration that's made for the, what do they call that, their digital mode?
System fusion.
So, yeah. I have the original untouched, and I have a modified cable. Neither of them understand how to accept. You, even when you key up the repeater via, like, the front hand mic, it does not key up the repeater. It states it's keying up, but there's just no RF output. But, as like I said, plug into the front of the transmit radio, key it up, it will pass audio, no issue. It just does not understand how to accept a external PTT signal, which I feel like is just a weird data formatting issue that the repeater's having. So that's the situation with it. I'll probably just go into it. And
I was going to say, if we can come up with something to make it work, you know.
Yeah. I'll probably just grab off the power gate to pull down the transmit circuit. That'll be the probably easiest way to do it.